Well, really, I really wanted to talk to you. I'm not looking at it that I know so much, but I want to tell you what's happened to me, so that if the same thing happens to you, you can overcome it. And I can tell you that I have read the Bible through, where am I at here? I'm not saying this to brag, but I've read the Bible through in 40 days at age 82. And I read it through in 4 months at 92. Proverbs 6:27, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be happy with you. Now that's what God tells us. And I want to say this. The church has a kind of a church dialogue. I don't have no education, but language. And we need to be careful when we go to talk in church language, because a lot of people don't know what we're talking about. For instance, when people come up to me, "Are you saved?" "Well, I'm here." "Are you born again?" "What are you talking about? Are you a Christian?" Now, see, we all understand that, but there's people that don't. So let's be careful when we start talking to people. They don't even know what we're talking about. Not all people have that understanding. So I want to try and go through some things that happened to me, and so that if it happens to you, how to overcome it. Now, the thing that really got me going on this. This is the words of Jesus to the spiritual leaders at his time. Jesus said, "You do greatly err, not knowing the scripture or the power of God." Now, Jesus said that to the leaders of, shall we say, Christianity at that time. "You do greatly err, you don't know the Bible, scripture, or the power of God." Now, what about us? Do you know the scripture and the power of God? If I were to ask you, suppose I just walked in now and I say to you, "I need help. I want to go to heaven. Can you help me?" How many of you could lead me to Christ? Seriously. A lot of times we say, "Well, I'll get the preacher," or we might as well read the Bible. But now listen here. You're going to give an account how you treat one another. I'm going to tell you this. The Bible says, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." Now, God says that. I didn't say that. "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." Now, God is one that cannot lie. Now, he promised us eternal life. Now, no one else can promise you that. But God, I can talk, but God has promised us eternal life, and that means forever. Now, all of us, he's not willing that any should perish. We can all go to heaven, but we do have to meet the requirements of heaven. It's for easy us to go to church and say nothing. "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths." Now, I want to say something like this happened to me, and if it ever happens to you, what to do? I've told part of this before, and I want to repeat it so that all to be heard. One time, well, this is after Helen died, and I was going to go to church, and there was this dirty song that I knew growing up, and that rhyme kept coming in my head, and I couldn't get rid of it. And I'd be driving to church and that dirty rhyme. And now the Bible says, I got to write down what I can tell you what it says. "Whatsoever true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, be any praise, think on these things." I couldn't. I'd go to thinking here, dirty rhyme. And I come to church, and I wasn't a very happy customer to come in, and that's all I could think of was a dirty old song. I sat by Joe Stahl, so it's that many years ago. And when I left, it was gone. I thought, going, wow, go to church, no problem. Probably within 10 days later, now listen, I'm telling you a fact, the same thing. Dirty song, dirty song, dirty song. And now don't tell me I was very happy. I was not. I went to our kitchen table, and I sat down, and I quoted scripture. Dirty song. Another scripture. I don't know how long it took. It took a long time. Now listen to me. The Bible says this, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. That's what God says. Well, finally, this is just exactly the way it happened. It was like a breath of fresh air. Wow, a whole different atmosphere. It was pleasant. I could think straight. And now, it was just a new environment. Now, I'm sure that the devil was there and fled from me. Now, I didn't see nothing like that, but it was just a whole different, I could think praises, or I could think constructively, I could think nice things, but that happened. Now, what if it's going to happen to you, you get out that Bible and quote verses. Better, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. It's better if you have them there already, because you can't bring somebody to remembrance that you don't know. Now, I can quote a lot of verses, and I'm not trying to brag about that, but I'll tell you, I've used a lot of verses under a lot of different circumstances. Now, I'm gonna just jump around. I got them wrote down how I should say it, but I just want to tell you things. This has happened to me. It could happen to you. We have our friends. Years ago, we didn't have we didn't travel much, so you kind of had the same ones in Jump River, Free Show, and so on. And there was a fellow, he's a little bit older than me, he was there, and a friend of mine, and we would sit on the grass and talk. Well, I went to his home one evening, whether he took me or I don't know why I went there, and his wife, his mother was there, the only time I've ever seen her. And he started calling her every name under the sun, my friend. And I stood there, what are you doing? And he looked at me, oh, she can't hear. And he was cursing his mother and laughing about it. My friend. I'm not saying they're not here, but I'm going to say it. It was my friend. Well, we never had any trouble, but I didn't associate with him because I couldn't stand. I couldn't believe it, but that happens. And I learned a lesson from it. Now let's follow up. Now I know the Bible. It said, cursed be the man who don't honor his father and mother. He lived in Jump River. He had a little girl. And I think it was when the ice went out, she fell through the ice and she drowned. And oh, he was so hurt. Well, then he moved to Minnesota. Now, a young man, and he got a rare disease. He died real young in life. That was the blessings of cursing your father and mother. It will happen. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. You will not get by with going against God's ways and will. Don't try it. It won't work. Now, I've had a lot of experiences. I just mentioned about Clarence Nagel one time. When he was working for me, he'd get so drunk that I'd take him home. And I was so ashamed to have his folks come to the door. I'd get the door open, shove him in, and finally he'd become a Christian. Now listen here. If ever you've seen new birth, you've seen it in him. He wouldn't be here very long. You know he'd love the Lord. What a change God can make from a guy that laid on the floor and couldn't get off. And I did, of course, help him. Now, what I mean, don't give up on a person. I can tell you stories about him that you would not believe how he had a $20 bill in his hand one time. A person come in, and she forgot her purse, and he handed her $20. Said, here's $20. Pay your groceries, whatever it was. Didn't even know her. And he just spent himself poor, and they lived, I think, pretty close to 100 years. He had the blessings of God upon his life. Now, you may not like the way he approached you, but he'd tell you right away you're not doing right the way you're acting. He stirred a lot of people up because he was on the right track, and I learned a lot from him. Now, the thing of it is, we err not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God. I want you to know, so I'm going to talk to you very frankly, boys will lie. You girls that are thinking of dating, boys will lie. I happen to know that. I had two girls in my lifetime. No, that would be in my dating time. They come to me, and they were both crying, of course, at different times. Wanted to know if I'd see that they got home all right, because their boyfriend wasn't treating them right. No, they were all friends of mine. And all your ways acknowledge him, God says, and he will direct your paths. So I'm going to tell you that. You're not going to go through this life with no problems. Don't think you are. But you can have them solved through Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But you get that word in your heart so that you can be protected. But that's quite a statement. Two different girls come to me. Well, I knew them, but just like one of you come. Now, you girls, when I say boys will lie, I know this person. Of course, naturally, I wasn't there, but this boy had an affair with a girl, and he didn't. He lied. And that poor girl had to live that down. But she lived it down because she had her conversation seasoned with salt. She was the light of the world, and you knew that he lied and didn't have the affair. But he lied about her. How would it be if it happened to you? It happens. And then amongst your friends. Now, I'm not saying they're all bad, but they're not all good either, unless they're a Christian. Now, I kind of hate to talk that way, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Now, here was a real struggle for me, and I never really found out about it till the last maybe 4 or 5 years. My wife, Helen, we had our family here, and she was very active in the church. Well, both of us were. And she got this brain tumor. Well, man. Well, we went to Rochester, which, man, that was for Hollywood stars and all this. Well, and there we were. And finally, I wanted to blame myself or something. That's why we went there. Finally, a doctor said, well, you can't make a tumor. I know I was thinking if I had a beat up on her, that's, you know what I'm saying. Well, we knew we didn't. But here we are in Rochester, a Christian. You don't go down there to spend your time. But now that I think it through, God is not willing that any should perish. I'm going to say at least five individuals, which would compose of five different families, I had some real good spiritual talks with. So I know that I wouldn't have been talking to him if we hadn't been in Rochester. Now, whenever you see a need, God is there to fulfill that need. Now, I want to say, Calvin, would you come up and read the book of Philemon for me? It'll take 5 minutes to read that whole book. At the time of its writing, it wasn't Bible, but now it is.
Okay, Philemon. It's only one chapter, and it's 23 verses. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer, to the beloved Aphria and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the knowledgement of every good thing which is in you and in Christ Jesus. For you have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting, yet for love's sake I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul, the aged, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus. I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me. I am sending him back. You therefore receive him, that is, my own heart, whom I have wished to keep with me, that on your behalf you might minister to me in my chains for the gospel. But without your consent, I wanted to do nothing, that your good deed might not be by compulsion, as it were, but voluntary. For perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Now if you then count me as a partner, receive him as you would me. But if he has wronged you or owes anything, put that on my account. I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay, not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self besides. Yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. But meanwhile, also prepare a guest room for me, for I trust, and through my prayers, I shall be granted to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you as does Mark, Archippus, Demas, Luke, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
Well, thank you, Cal. Now, what'd you get out of the book of Philemon? What did you know anything about Philemon? What'd you get out of the reading today? Now, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, I want to go into this, but I'm going to tell you a lot of things. The Bible doesn't say it, but I'm going to tell you this. Now, there was people in the readings, salutations from different ones, greetings from, but there was three characters in the book of Philemon. There was Paul. Now, he was in prison at this writing. There was Philemon. He was a slave owner. He had a plantation. He had slaves, but he was a Christian, and he had church in their house, and he had well thought of in Colossae. Now, those three different characters, Paul, Onesimus, and Philemon. Now, they're the ones that Paul wrote about. If ever there was a person that didn't have a chance of salvation, it was Onesimus. Why am I saying that? Well, he was a slave. And as I understand, they didn't teach their slaves anything about anything. They didn't try to make them learn anything, because then they'd be more unruly. But there's one thing he could do. He could talk their language of their master. Why am I saying that? My wife Helen had, her both of her parents come from the old country. They're Bohemian. And they learned the English language. They didn't go to school. No one come and taught them. They just learned it. So I'm going to say Onesimus learned the language that Philemon had, because he's worked with him, and Paul come there talking so he could understand Paul. Now the Bible doesn't say what I'm saying, that, but reason. Philemon heard what Paul said, and he understood what, Onesimus heard what Paul said, and Philemon would talk. Somehow, Paul said something, and Onesimus heard it, and he said, I want to go talk to Paul about this. A slave. Well, he stole from his master, Philemon. Now, it doesn't say what he stole, but I'm going to say money, because he couldn't carry stuff on the boat. So I think he stole money. Now, the Bible doesn't say that, but he had to eat and he had to buy a ticket. So I think he stole money to get on this boat or ship. Now, Rome is a long ways away. I couldn't go to the library, but I'm going to say 600 miles away. Now, that's quite a trip. Okay, Onesimus was a marked man because he's black. Black people didn't walk around town free because they were slaves. But somehow, he was able to go and purchase a ticket. Now, the power of God. God looked on Onesimus' heart and said, this guy wants salvation. Onesimus would never have went all that trip for just to say, hi, how are you? So he gets on this boat, and he finally ends up in Rome. Now, I don't know how big Rome was at that time. I wish I could have went to the library, but it had to be big. I have no idea how many jails there would be. I just don't know. Now, here was this slave over at Rome wanting to see Paul. Now, you don't know the scripture nor the power of God. Now, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps. Now, God could look on Onesimus' heart. He knew. Somehow, he found the right jail. The power of God. Can you imagine that? Now, Paul is in jail. Now, I don't know whether he was in chains or not. A lot of times they were, but here Paul is in jail. And let's assume that he hears the door open, and here's that black man, a slave of Philemon, there. Well, I can just imagine Onesimus running to Paul. He said, now see, he couldn't talk, I want to be saved. He wouldn't know what that meant. I'm going to read, he'd say, you said something that I could be like you, or like my master Philemon. I want that. Whatever he said. Well, Paul, just a few minutes, he was converted. First thing. Well, now you had Onesimus clear all that, and a saved person, a black man saved. Well, then Paul said to him, how did you get here? Well, I stole some money from my master because he had money, and I wanted to see you, and I had to have money. Oh, Paul said, man, I wish I could keep you here, because it would be such a blessing to the church to hear how you got over here by the power of God. Oh, I wish I could, but you've got to go back to Philemon because you didn't do what was right. And Onesimus, sure, fine. Now, the law was then a runaway slave you could kill legally. And Philemon knew that. Onesimus knew that he could be killed. He could run away. Well, anyway, to cut the story a little shorter, He goes back to Philemon eventually. Now, can you imagine this? How Philemon said, "My good slave run away and stole from me. I didn't think he would ever do such a thing. And now Onesimus walks in the door." Wow! What's this all about? Now, I don't know how Onesimus would talk to Philemon, but he said, I'm like you. I have your God, or something like that. We would say I'm a Christian or a believer, born again, whatever. But I'm like you. Or maybe could say I'm your brother. I don't know whether they could say that. What do you mean? I went to Paul and he told me what, and I'm a, I don't know what to say. I'm like you. And he told me I had to come back with this letter because I stole from him, so I come back. Can you imagine what Philemon was thinking? Wow. He could so easily have disappeared because I have the right to kill him. And he went all the way and found Paul, and he brings back the letter of Philemon. How great God is. This Negro boy is back saying, "Here I am." Now, Paul wrote there to Philemon. He said, "I'm sending him back because he stole from you. Now get this. I want you to receive him, this Negro that run away and stole from him. Paul says, I want you to receive him as you would me." Now, Paul was the one that was telling people how to worship the Lord, how to follow the Lord. Now, this slave that run away and stole from you is a Christian now. Now, you receive him just the same as you would me. That's quite a statement for Paul to say. Now, would you or I receive a person that stole from us? You know what I'm saying without me telling you. Would you receive him back with the full blessings of God? Now, that shows to us what we should mean to one another. You're my brother. You're my sister in Christ. That's everything. I was at a church seminar with Russell Smith for about a week. And it was just a kind of a different way of having services than what we're used to. But they had a sharing time, and they'd have share on this side and share on that side. This little boy got up in front of me. His back was to me, so I had never seen him. But he said, "I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. What more do you want?" Now, they had some very good gifted speakers, and I'm saying they'd done a good, but that little boy said something, and I remember it real well, very simple, and I'm telling you, "I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. What more do you want?" I'm saying that to you, but now you've got a job. You're to grow in grace and in knowledge and understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ so you can help me. I need you bad. Now, we're to exhort one another daily, and much more so as we see the day approaching. Are we doing that? Or are we coming to church and going home and turn on the radio? And I like polka music, so I turn on polka music. Or are you concerned and growing enough that you can help me? Now, I want to say this. I got a lot of pain. And I'm taking a lot of pain pills, and I'm addicted to some of them, I know. And I do say to God, how come? Well, I'm trying to live the overcoming life because I know God is with me, and he's trying to speak to you through the way I act, because that's the way he speaks to everyone. It's how you act. We got our pastor. He can have any kind of a sermon. I don't, any kind. But the way he acts is going to say how good the sermon was. If you can't live out your faith, you don't have faith. You have talk. Now, the thing of it is, we have so many people out there hurting. I go down to the coffee counter, or I try to go every day. And I have one friend, Hilmer Ekstrom. He always comes to help me get up because I can't get, I got to have help to get up. He's there every day to, as much as possible so that I can get up and get back home. And you know, that means a lot to me. But I know people are watching. Hear Hilmer every day. He's over to Roaming's having coffee, but he comes over to see that I can get on my scooter and get home. You're the light of the world. Now, let me tell you something that I personally know. There was a, there right around this, when I was a kid, like, there was a fellow, well, what I mean, he wasn't a slum. He was well-dressed and had a car, or his folks had a car. He wasn't a nice girl, a nice man. And he got a date with a girl that I could believe that she would accept going out with him. I just couldn't believe. Of course, she didn't know boy talk, but I knew how he talked. Well, she went out with him, and I don't know whether it was just once, but anyway, we were sitting on probably at a movie on the wall, free show, trying to somehow come up, how'd you make out with your date? Oh, she was always humming Christian songs, and he said, I just couldn't stand that. Well, she had a dirty date, but she was an overcomer. Just by humming Christian songs or whatever it be, he didn't have nothing to do with her. I know that. I know them both real well. Now, you're going to make mistakes in life, in dating, but listen, you get into that Bible and you use that and he'll see you through. And all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your steps. So, okay, now I'm hurting. And it's about time to close. And I went through this in so many different ways I should talk three different ways. My nephew was here today, and I thought, sure, he was going to come to church. He brought me up, and then he left. So I had some things kind of directed towards him, but you're here. Now, God put you here to hear me. God's a great teacher. Now, are you a good listener? But most of all, are you living what you know? Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. I have run up against people that really run me down, poke fun at me, and I've quoted a few verses, and pretty quickly it's all alone. I know what I'm talking about. Now, I'm not bragging about it, but that's what works. Now, I really didn't use my notes. So if you want about four more sermons, come back four more times. But you come to my house.